The time is 7:30. When a party has installed a new leader, it hopes to be rewarded at election time, something that it can build upon as it moves towards a general election. That has been the case for both Labour and Conservative leaders in opposition. For Jeremy Corbyn, the last 24 hours have been a very mixed picture. Success in the London mayoral contest, disappointment in Scotland, in England holding on to some councils that the party had been expected to lose. Our chief correspondent Matthew Price has been to Hastings on the south coast, which has a Conservative MP, Amber Rudd, and after Thursday's vote, again, a Labour-controlled council.
Well, it's a very lazy, non-Westminster feel to Hastings today. The sun's out, ice cream is melting down the cone, pictures are being snapped on the smartphones, and no one's really digesting the local election news. Just about the local election results and what you made of them.
Now, I'll tell you what. We didn't get up that late this morning, but we've been so busy, I thought one glimpse of something.
You don't know what happened?
Not especially, no.
Well then, for him, and for you, perhaps, here is the result in Hastings, and it probably sums up the result for Labour in England overall. Nothing really changed. The party kept solid control of Hastings Council. It held all 13 of the contested seats, and it won back a seat that had been left vacant following the death of one of the councillors.
I think most people ran a fairly positive campaign, focusing on the regeneration that Hastings has seen, particularly the Labour Party as the sitting party.
Sheena Campbell is the content editor on the Hastings Observer.
We've had the pier reopen, there's been 1,000 properties that have been run down, kind of rejuvenated.
You talked about deprivation and trying to tackle that, and that's been a message of the National Labour leadership under Jeremy Corbyn quite strongly. Is there any sense that Corbyn's actually played fairly well here?
I think in Hastings, those issues have been on the agenda for a long time. Certainly in Hastings, we didn't see a huge shift in policy when Corbyn came in. Interestingly, some of our other areas that we cover as a paper, which are more conservative held, have seen quite an increase in Labour Party members since Corbyn.
Well, the pier here, which I'm now strolling along, burnt down in 2010. It's just reopened, one of those regeneration projects that's impressed people locally that Sheena Campbell was talking about. Here, at least, those local issues clearly outweighed any negative coverage that there's been of Jeremy Corbyn's leadership.
It's just a bit different, isn't it? He doesn't seem to be such a stuffed shirt, and I think he's quite down to earth and a little bit on the hippie-ish side, perhaps, but I think people can connect with that. I don't think he's going to do the damage that a lot of the press are saying that he will.
It's just purely media. I mean, Jeremy Corbyn has been selected by massive membership, and that's democracy. I would have thought the media would be proud of that, that that's how democracy works. But of course, if it doesn't suit those that have got the voice, then you don't hear it, which is a shame.
Do you get a sense that Jeremy Corbyn is cutting through to different people at the moment?
Yes, I think he is, especially to the young.
What we were getting back on the doorstep was quite positive, but with the big attacks on the Labour leadership nationally in the couple of weeks up to the elections, we did sort of think that it might be worse than it was.
This is Peter Chowney, the Labour leader of the local administration.
When you go around door knocking, I don't think anyone mentioned Jeremy Corbyn, or one or two people did in a positive way, but certainly not in a negative way, or any of the stories about anti-Semitism or anything like that. What they wanted to talk about was top potholes, always potholes, dog poo and litter. And those are the things that come up over and over again, not the national Westminster bubble stuff.
But it had made you think twice about possible success this time round, had it?
It had, in as much as we were thinking, you know, it has to be bad for Labour that, some parts of the press and media are attacking Jeremy Corbyn so strongly.
You think it's just that? It's not a failing of the leadership in itself?
No, I don't think so.
It's not easy to read the political currents at the moment. Labour's share of the vote is likely to be up, but it didn't gain any seats in the way you'd expect an opposition party to in a midterm election. The National Party infighting can't be good in the long run, But this was a council that Momentum, the grassroots movement supportive of Jeremy Corbyn, deliberately targeted. Corbyn's leadership did not hinder the party here. Perhaps it even helped it.
Matthew Price reporting from Hastings. Well, James Snyder is the national organiser for Momentum, that grassroots group of activists which supports Jeremy Corbyn. Good morning.
Morning.
At this stage of Jeremy Corbyn's leadership, with all those new members that the party has attracted over the last 8 months or so, you'd have wanted to do better than this, wouldn't you?
You always want to do better. We want to be winning as many councils and as many councils as possible. But I think if you look at the results, you can see very steady improvement. We're not there yet. We're not ready yet to win in 2020, but there's been a big improvement on last year. We're moving forward. You've got to look at the context. Jeremy Corbyn was elected leader.
Where has there been a big improvement?
We've won seats in a number of councils in the Midlands and the south of England, which have Tory MPs that we need to win back. So we've won seats in Ipswich and taken more control of the council, in Crawley, in Harlow, we've had in Rossendale, which has got a Tory MP. So there's been a number of places that are marginal that we have to win next time, that the Tories targeted extremely well at the general election last year. And we've reversed that. It's been our targeting, it's been our activists on the ground that have made the difference and made sure that we've either held on or gained seats. And that's from a really high watermark.
But if you compare it, for example, to what David Cameron had in the first local elections after he took over as Conservative leader, when the Conservatives gained more than 300 seats and they had about a 40% share of the vote, you're nowhere near that.
Well, I mean, actually, in the seats that have been there, Labour does have a 40% share of the vote in these elections. So, I mean, that is a big...
If you're looking towards a general election,
sure. But if you're comparing it to elections that came 4 years beforehand, you've got two things you've got to consider. One, that's a real high watermark, and secondly, UKIP were not a significant factor in local elections. Yes, often the government gets a bit of a kicking, and there's a bit of a protest which goes to other parties. Now, previously, more in the area of two party politics, it would be the other party that wasn't in government that gets all of that. Now, in this election, you've got UKIP, who were not a factor in 2012. In the three local elections since 2012, when they have been a factor, Labour's only got 30% of the vote. So we've advanced not just on last year, which was an idea, it was a terrible set of elections. We advanced on 2014 and 2013. This time around, if you're just looking to give the government a bit of a kicking, you can vote for Labour, you can vote UKIP, and also now Lib Dem, because they're not in the coalition.
Or in Scotland, you can vote for the Conservatives, and people have done.
Yeah. Scott, you know, that's the one area where the results for Labour are clearly very bad. You know, London's fantastic set of results, very solid, very steady, lots to be hopeful about in the English councils, especially those marginal councils. Wales, really good set of results. Scotland, of course, you know, it's very difficult. There's a huge way to go. I mean, if we're talking about the difficult elections that Labour had last year in Scotland, it's so, you know,
right.
So much worse.
The question is then, what are you going to do to broaden your appeal across the country and to put you in a position where people look at Jeremy Corbyn, at the Labour Party, and think this is a credible challenge to the Conservatives for national power in 2020?
I think that's exactly what we're doing. I think
so. Just more of the same, nothing different.
Well, no, of course. Well, yeah, we need to obviously sharpen our message. But the one thing that would really very much help is we've had 8 months of infighting and attacks on the leadership. I think now we should try to come together, focus the attacks on the government, the people that are actually doing harm to people in the country, and help build the alternative that's being laid out. There's a very strong alternative, an economic plan based on investment, on the high-tech industry, on research and development. And that's the kind of thing that we should all get behind and focus our energies on our alternative and against the Tories.
James Snyder, thank you very much.